3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Exfabula!
True personal story.
Exfabula!
Exfabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Amazing as it may seem, another week has gone by, and we are back for another edition of Exfabula Radio on Lake Effect Weekend on 89.7 WUWM. I am Bruce Winter with Leah Delaney, the co-founder of Milwaukee's Exfabula. And just looking at the calendar ahead, November is full of Exfab stuff.
Oh, you betcha.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
For a couple of working stiffs like us. And we'll talk about that in a second. Our upcoming events. Holy cats. Okay, November is going to be no slouch of a month. So November 14th, we have an Equal Access Story Circle happening. On November 17th, a curated Risking It Story Slam in partnership with the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. And on November 21st, a volunteer orientation at the Martin Luther King Jr. Library. More information, all information, can be found at exfabula.org.
And our stories today, as always, are on a theme, and our theme of this week...
Work, you better workity work it out. I brought work stories today. Reason being is that on November 9th, our next monthly Story Slam is going to be held at 3041 North, which is a fantastic event space. If you haven't been, here's your opportunity.
You guys, you had a show there last season, didn't you?
We had a couple. Yes. Yeah, we keep coming back. Thank you so much, 3041 North. And next Thursday, we'll be telling those work stories. No water cooler required for this event. So let's just kind of get a taste of what type of work stories maybe you might have to bring to the table.
All right.
So our first story is going to be from My Life of Crime Story Slam back in November 2015. Here's Dan Williams with his DQ story.
By the sound of your applause, your expectations are way too high. So first off, I am not a Nadian, Wisconsinite, or Milwaukeean. This is a shared city for me. So I would ask that you excuse any colloquialisms or Southern drawl you have. You see, I am from the state of Mississippi. And yes, all my teeth and shoes. I can tell you this story because it's, well, one, I'm outside the lines of jurisdiction, so I don't have to worry about incarceration. And I'm sure the statute of limitations ended. See, back in the early 90s, I was, like most of us, a high school student needing money, and I worked at that wonderful restaurant called Dairy Queen. Being the enterprising young man I was a hard worker. I showed up on time. I didn't backtalk, so they made me a shift leader, which really meant they paid me like a dollar more an hour to be responsible. I got to take all the complaints, make the nightly deposits, and assign where people were working that day. Really didn't have that big of a draw until the local package store that happened to be across the street, I noticed that the gentleman that ran it each weekend night, named Byron, always came in for dinner. And because I was shift leader, my dinner was free. So I enticed him with the fact that I would be glad to make sure he had free dinner every night if he would afford me the opportunity to acquire alcohol at a deeply discounted rate while I was a minor. As you can tell, I'm one hell of a businessman. Lo and behold, at first I acquired liquor just simply to gain notoriety and improve my standing with the ladies. I was not quite as young, handsome, and debonair as I appear on this stage, I promise you. So lo and behold, after a couple of months of this, it was like, you know, this is fun and all, but I've got to find a way to really maximize this. And that's when I had this brilliant idea. And if we were in a movie, you would see a light bulb right here and you'd hear ding. I worked every weekend. I went to a high school of 2,500 kids that all wanted to drink and no one had access. So we had this wonderful drink called Mr. Misty. I don't know how many of you are familiar with slush puppies, but pretty much the same concept. You can get them in lime, raspberry, cherry. Well, our lowest seller was raspberry, So what I did is, using my network of influence, pushed out through the high school that anybody who wanted to come through on a Friday or a Saturday evening would come through the drive-thru and order a triple raspberry. And what they would get is a 16-ounce Mr. Misty with a jigger, or 1.5 ounces of Bacardi rum. So for those of you that are a little bit slow with math, a typical fifth, you can get about 16 jiggers, so 16 sales out of that. At the time, a Mr. Misty 16-ounce was $1.18, and 7% sales tax, which was in Mississippi at the time, was $1.25. I would gladly take your five, pocket $3.75, and you would leave there with the rest. I'd put myself inside the drive-thru window, which was actually a little bit of a separate area from the rest of the store, and no one knew. 10 fifths a weekend was my average. After covering my cost, I was averaging about $520 a weekend. It worked really well. My stature with the ladies went through the roof. All the cool kids loved me, but then I had a couple of hangers-on, people that were haters. So that's where my life of crime went from illegal underage alcohol distribution to extortion. I went to football players and used the threat of force, and then I went to slutty cheerleaders and used sexual means to put pressure on anybody that thought about whistleblowing my operation. Let's just say it was very effective. 3.5 years later, I partially paid for my college. I bought a car in cash, and I found out that I really needed to go in business. So that is my life of crime.
And that was Dan Williams, a Dairy Queen, pushing the envelope employee that he was.
You know, that probably is in the top five favorite stories of all time.
I knew you were going to say that. That seems like a very Bruce
spiking
story.
Spiking the slushies, man. When I was in high school, I didn't work at Dairy Queen. I worked at McDonald's, but there was no way we could have like spiked the milkshakes or anything like that.
Oh, you know what?
What a
Wendy's,
great idea.
You know, spiking those like milkshakes there. What are those called? Those Frosties?
Frosties,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'm getting ideas.
Wish I would have thought of that when I was 16, but oh well.
Sure. All right, let's move it along. Our next story, work-related that is from Chad Johnson, who told the story at our Perfect Storm Story Slam back in 2016. Here is Chad Johnson.
So when you say the year 2008, many people either remember or repress it because of the Great Recession. Many people lost their homes, others involuntarily lost their jobs. And as for me, I voluntarily left my cushy career at Aurora Healthcare with two great options on the table. One, I had my potential third promotion waiting on me if I stayed with the company. Or two, I could take another job at another company that would have led to a six-figure salary within a few years. I'm 28 years old at the time. I'm responsible for 70% of household income. I have a wife and two children at home, and it's in the middle of a great recession, and I'm walking away from it all. Why in the world would I do that? Well, to give you a little backstory about me, I'm born and raised in Milwaukee. Single parent mom, had four boys, went to Milwaukee Public Schools all the way from kindergarten to 12th grade, and got involved in Upward Bound in high school, so I said, hey, I'm going to college, right? Upward Bound, there you go. So I go to college, I graduate at 18, I go to UW-Whitewater, any Warhawks in the room? And I go to UW-Whitewater at 18, very next year at 19, I get an internship at Aurora Healthcare, so I'm on a good track. But that same year, at the age 19, I become a father. That's typically when the story goes downhill. But it didn't stop, because our parents said, you're finishing school. So I finished school, I graduated from college on time in 4 years, and at the age of 22, I got promoted to a full-time job at Aurora Healthcare. Very next year, I bought my first home at the age of 23, right down the way in Martin Drive neighborhood. And at the age of 23, I also bought a minivan. At the age of 24, I married the mother of my child, not my baby mama. And at that same time, at the age of 24, I also got my second promotion at Aurora Healthcare. At the age of 25, our second child was born, my son. So by this time, we've got a son, we've got a daughter, we're homeowners, we're married in Martin Drive, and we literally had a white picket fence, literally. 26, buy investment properties. 27, put money down on the lot to build a home. 28, buy more investment properties. So wait a minute, I'm a rarity. I'm a black male, city of Milwaukee, married, college educated, professional, and I'm walking away from it all. I had everything, but what was missing? Faith. I got to a point where I amassed a lot of possessions, I amassed a lot of prestige, but I indirectly took the credit for it. So in 2008, it was more of a spiritual conviction year for me. So I walked away from it all where God had to get my attention. So ultimately what happened is, after I left my career, here are the things we went through. One of the first things we had to do was we couldn't afford DirecTV anymore. Now, when I left my job, my wife was very supportive. If God says it, I'll support you. But when I said we got to turn in the DirecTV box, honey, she needed a moment. Really? Additionally, I went the first 2 years without a salary. We were down to one vehicle for 4 years because the engine went out on the second car. My wife's salary was frozen for 3 years during that time. We unfortunately lost our home to foreclosure. And during one season, my daughter's Christmas list was on necessities versus amenities. She said, I just want a comforter. I wanted some deodorant that I liked and some snow boots. I went from amassing many possessions to necessities on Christmas. Well, all wasn't bad. We got more involved in ministry and serving the community. Because we didn't have TV and internet for nearly 4 years, we got closer as a family. We did more things like talk and eat together as a family. Additionally, riding together in the same car for 4 years together forced my wife and I to talk more. And it forced us on those days where we didn't necessarily like each other, we had to acknowledge one another and not let things fester. It actually grew us closer together. Additionally, our finances were restored after some time of going through a major desert, where I started my training consulting company in 2013. And in my second year of business, I was able to invoice over six figures worth of business as a training consultant. Additionally, we became homeowners again. We purchased on the historic Grant Boulevard in Sherman Park back a couple years ago. And additionally, as I look at it, just like gold has to go through fire to remove impurities, just like plants have to be pruned to get rid of dead leaves so that they can grow more and produce more fruit, I too realized I had to go through that storm to remove some impurities, to remove some of those dead leaves that weren't really adding much value, not only to me, but to others, because I realized it wasn't about me. So at the end of the day, I realized God perfected me in the storm. Thank you.
And that was Chad Johnson's story, work-related, from our Perfect Storm Story Slam.
Yeah, this is a guy who, speaking of risking it, gave it all up for a complete change of life. And that's, you know, you got to applaud someone who does that. That takes guts to risk it like that.
Yeah, it really does. Hats off.
You like my tie in there to risking it?
Holy cats, yes. You got them all down. Good segues. So let's just do a little recap. First of all, I want to thank everybody for listening today to our little radio show. And if you want to hear more stories, we have buckets of story slams and story-related activities coming up. The most notable ones I wanted to talk about are November 9th Story Slam at 3041 North, where we're going to have a work themed story slam. So please, Milwaukee, bring your work stories. And then on the 14th, Equal Access Story Circle, November 17th, a curated Risking It Story Slam in partnership with the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. Volunteer orientation. Ugh, it just doesn't stop with us, you know? It just doesn't stop.
It is a busy, busy XFAB November, that's for sure.
Pwiswinton.
I'm looking forward to the work stories because the businesses that I worked in, the media, you encounter a lot of people that supply you with a lot of stories. Some you can tell, some you can't, but I'm looking forward to other people's work stories.
Oh, yeah. I wish I could grab the mic. I have like a patchwork quilt of like my employee background, my resume and such, and in a good way.
In a good way. In a good way. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, if you want to hear today's stories again or share them, they are at WUWM.com. And as Leah said, more information about all these Xfabula November events are at
xfabula.org.
You got it. And we'll be back next week with more. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.